welcome Across the Veil. I am April, your host and facilitator. Across the Veil is a unique experience as we connect and communicate with those who are across the veil. Receive guidance and wisdom from the ancients, the angels, masters and teachers, guides, and those who have preceded us across the veil. The program is an opportunity for you to receive answers and insight. Across the Veil may be heard Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays on BBS Radio. Check the program guide for the times in your local listening areas. I welcome your phone calls during the program and your questions, so feel free to give me a call. Or you may email me at april@whitewolfapril.com. To learn more about who we are and the things we offer, feel free to check out our websites at www.whitewolfapril.com or www.whitewolfenterprise.com. With no further ado, join me as we go across the veil.
Welcome to the program. I'm so excited to be here again, and as we're coming into another fabulous time, another time of connecting and greeting and bringing in some guidance and messages and insight and possible connections with those who are calling in or maybe who are going to be listening to the program or who are listening to the archives of the program. I'm so excited. I'm so privileged to be here, and it's an honor. I find it an honor to spend this special time with the listeners and with those that call in and those that are just, like I said, going to listen, but bringing forward those messages of guidance, bringing forward those messages of connection, and helping maybe just that little bit extra that's going to help make a difference in our lives. I do want to share a couple of things with you before I get started into some of the readings. You can check out in my website, whitewolfapril.com, to find out about me, find out about the places we're going to be going this winter, our winter scheduling, and different things are starting to add on, and you're going to want to check that site frequently. And I do offer one-on-one readings, and that's a place there you can go ahead and purchase those if you'd like to do a one-on-one reading and get some more insight. There's a place in there that you can do that. I also have perfect holiday gifts to give, CDs on guided meditations, DVDs on essential oil drop therapy, those type of things, wonderful holiday gift ideas, a book called Medicine Wheel to Healthy Balance, those type of things are all on that site. And that's not, you know, wonderful way. If you purchase these and want them shipped somewhere else, gift wrapped and shipped somewhere else, all you have to do is let me know, and we'll be doing that for folks as well. So that's another exciting thing you can do on that site. Another site that is a great site for communicating, listening, reading, asking questions, maybe seeing a message that came through that's for you when you're not connected with me on the radio program. And that one, you do not want to put www on it. You want to call, it's just type it in as acrosstheveil.ning.com. Wonderful site for communicating with others, and like I said, seeing messages that may come in when I'm doing meditation and they'll say, I need to share this message, and I will, and that's one of the places you can go and find it. Sometimes I'll have it posted there. Another site for great for doing any healing, if you need to do some healing work with yourself and posting in a request for healing energy to be exchanged, or if you feel you're a healer and you want to begin to practice sending healing energy out, you can connect with those who actually will send in healing requests on the site. And that is called energyemerging.ning.com. Another great site just for that purpose of when we send healing and we do healing with others, we begin to heal ourselves. And that is something that's so important to remember, that as we start doing for others, we're actually opening the floodgates for ourselves to receive and for ourselves to be blessed and for things to really flow. And healing does not just have to be within the physical. Healing can be in the emotional, it can be in the spiritual, it can be in the financial, and it can be in the physical. We can bring in healing energies wherever we feel like we need to, wherever we feel we have that need. And it's a place where you can express that need. It's a place where you can bring in that need, and then also where you can see the needs of others and be able to send love, light, and healing back to them. You can also get our catalog at WhiteWolfLearningInstitute.com, and that catalog comes out every 2 months, and it lists classes and workshops and retreats that we're offering here, but you can also attend via the internet, via conference calls, via teleconferencing, in whatever manner that works. We can make that connection happen now, and we're able to expand, and we're able to share the learning and the classes and the information with our listeners through that tool now, and we're really pleased to do that. It is saved in Word, so if you go in there and you're unable to open it, all you have to do is send me an email at april@whitewolfapril.com and tell me, I need a copy of the catalog, and I'll be happy to mail that to you, send you that information, because the things that I've learned and the things that I've been gifted with, I feel need to go back, and they need to be put back out and open and available for others, and I find it a privilege for that as well. I do need to begin the program because they're starting to really settle in and they're starting to filter in, and then they're telling me, April, get with us. I'm going to kind of switch gears a little bit. And I had a friend call today with a couple questions and a couple comments and a couple things that we just kind of discussed casually. And I really felt that the importance of that call and the importance of that message, that I feel like it's something I need to share with our listeners. It's something I need to share with those other than just that conversation we had. And some of those things being that we need to understand that the things that happen in our lives, they happen because of a lot of times the programming that we've received as young children, or programming we've received through the schools, and now we're sitting there as adults and we're kind of beating ourselves up and we're kind of saying, why can't I get it? Why does it seem to take, why is this such a school of hard knocks? Why do I feel like I take steps forward and then I take steps backwards as well? And unfortunately, it's a lot of the way that we've been programmed with the energies and with the things and with the situations in our everyday lives. We've learned how to manifest negativity, and we can manifest things on a negative vibration so much faster than we can when we're standing in love and when we're standing on working on opening how to bring in and manifest. If we were to look at the way things go in our lives sometimes, and we wonder, why does this keep happening to me? Why do I keep getting into this drama trauma? Or why do I keep going this way? Or why do I keep going that way? We've been so programmed to be able to do that quickly, easily, and without any second thinking. And that's one of the reasons why we need to really work with and learn and understand that the things that are happening around us and in our world is actually because we've become so ingrained in the knowledge of how to do that and how to attract that negative thing to us. If we know that the checkbook looks like it might be getting a little bit low, it's going to go down really fast because we know how to make it go down really fast by our mental processing. Or if we look at the checkbook and we can look at it and see it as an abundance, as we can see it as blessed, and always, you know, having more than enough funds, that type of thing, that's not a normal programming, is it? That's not a normal way of thinking. And hence, we end up feeling like we're taking steps backwards. And in reality, we're taking little steps forward that seem like we're falling backwards, but in reality, they're just littler steps than what we'd like to see. That's the newness that many of us are working with, and that's what many of us are facing and coming into an awareness of in our everyday lives, is that we just need to switch how we've been thinking. We just need to switch how we've been programmed, how we've been wired. How many times do you hear somebody who will say to someone, now don't you do that, you're going to fall and get hurt? That's a programming. That's a statement that's been attached to us that, oh my gosh, how many times have you heard that said and then you see the kid fall? Because what happened? We manifested that vibration went forward, that lower frequency vibration went forward, rather than using wisdom and knowledge and how to word it, rather than creating it with a negative vibration, we've learned how to create it with that. So we need to learn to bring in that positive and how to change that and how to make that become an awareness within our everyday lives. And one of the things that this gentleman was sharing with me is that he's begun a process of asking his guides and speaking to the angels and asking that they help him, ask that they show him, that they help bring his vibration up, keeping him at the highest good vibration that is for him, that is for his life, that is for his well-being. And I think that is such a fabulous enlightenment that he's had, that he's been able to connect with and have an awareness of, is realizing we have to find the answers, and the best place to go to find those answers can be within ourselves, but through that divine guidance, through that angelic guidance, through the nudging of our masters, or maybe working with some of the energies within the animal totems, that type of thing. Moving forward with swiftness of feet is what I'm hearing. Moving forward knowing that once you have an awareness like that, and once you have a gifting of that come into your space and into who you are, and you can start shifting that, it makes it so much easier to not make those statements like, get down from there before you fall, but shifting it and using words of wisdom and bringing in a higher frequency and bringing in a higher strength of knowing how to change those things or how to switch that negative manifestation that has become all of us as a regular pattern because of how we personally have begun to perceive things and how we have begun to hear the things and hear the messages within ourselves. There were times when one of my children, he'll say to me, Mom, do you realize you just said a negative statement? And I'd look at him and I'd say, no, I didn't. But then I'd re-listen to the words with my heart and I would be like, oh my gosh, I did. I said that in a negative vibration, a negative form. And I immediately pull the words back in and I retract what I had said. And I switch that and I change it and I'm like, thank you for telling me that, because that's how I learn, that's how I pick it up. And that's the same thing that you're going to do. You're going to learn that when you hear that, when you sense that, when you feel that, when maybe you get drawn into a drama or you feel like I've taken 6 steps backwards or I've had no patience today, those types of things, draw that energy back and say, I clean that slate, I erase that off of the grease board of my life, and I'm moving forward, I'm drawing in the positive energy, and I send this person love, light, and healing, even if they did agitate us or irritate us or just seem to not be in alignment with the energy that we're flowing with right now. But if we can draw back to ourselves that negativity and that feeling that we've had and say, I'm going to heal this. I'm going to draw this back and I'm going to heal it with love. I'm going to heal it with the light, the highest vibration, the highest connection that I can send to them. And I'm going to send them this with love, unconditional, heartfelt love, that ability to reprogramming and recircuiting our thought processes and the way that we deal with things and the way that we handle situations. Another thing that was talked about in a conversation I've had recently was somebody was talking to me about ringing in their ears. And ringing in our ears, yes, it can be a medical condition. And yes, I've had one or two clients who've come in and I've told them, you do definitely need to go to the doctor. I'm sensing that this is something that you would want to follow up with an MD. But on a normal sense of timing and being, things are getting so aware and enlightened within society and within the world that this is actually the vibration of connecting and communicating and understanding that maybe it is somebody trying to bring in a message from the other side. Or maybe it is a guide who's been trying to communicate with you. Or maybe it is an angelic energy that's trying to have you become aware and start listening and in hearing and understanding. And a few of the tools that you can do to help yourself with that is to be aware of that as a frequency that's coming in that's not on a physical level. It doesn't have a physical explanation. I've been to the doctor. I have nothing wrong with my ears. They can't tell me why my ears are ringing. There is no physical reason for that. Ding, 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 ding. That immediately sends off a bell for us to realize, oh my gosh, that's one of the gifts. That's one of the Claras. Clara Essence, Clara Augustans, Clara Sentience. It's one of those. Clairvoyance. What it is it's Clara Audience. It's that ability to clearly hear that which is not present. What do you do when you want to hear something clearly? Before the digital age, we had radios that had knobs and we would tune them in. They often will give me a visualization of a big radio, one of those big old floor radios that my grandfather used to have, and I'm sure many of you can associate with that when you think about it. And they had the big old knobs on them. And in order to get those stations in, we'd have to twist and we'd have to tune and we'd have to tweak with it and we'd get it so that it would be just right. That's what we do when we're developing those skills and those abilities and understanding that this is a vibration that we're tuning into. They're going to adjust their vibration to us. We're going to adjust our vibration to them. And before you know it, you're going to be hearing those messages yourself. Some of those messages that you're hearing and you're not aware of that you're hearing are actually when you're going down the street and you pull up to the intersection and you know normally if you go straight it's a shorter route to go home, but for some reason today you feel like I should go left. So you turn left and you go around a block and you go a little bit different direction and you wonder, why did I do that? I had no intention of doing that. I didn't want to take the scenic route home tonight. I needed to get home. I'd had a busy day at work. But as you get home and you look down the street and you see that there had maybe been a tree that fell across the road, or there's something that's holding up the traffic, or a school bus was sitting there holding up traffic, and this way you actually arrived home a little bit sooner than you would have arrived. That's hearing the guidance. That's hearing that and learning to trust that and learning to understand that these are messages coming in from our guides. These are nudges and directions that are coming in through the angelic, through the guides, through our friends and loved ones who are on the other side, bringing in those words of peace and bringing in those messages of direction and guidance. Those are some of the reasons why our ears will be ringing. That is why some of the times when our ears start ringing, we can learn to adjust that through listening, through tuning into that and understanding that. Another thing that I suggest to folks sometimes is have an ear kindling session. When I worked over in Kodiak, the clinic over there would send people to us for ear kindling because irrigation in the ear can be so traumatic, and especially with young children, where if you do ear kindling, where you're creating a smoke and vapor a connection within the ear canal, it's actually going to draw that out without being so abrasive and so hard on the ear canal. So if you have somebody that's dealing with, for example, maybe an ear infection or they're having a little bit of trouble hearing, I know for myself, I used to work for corporate USA as well as doing many other things. And I did this when I was in Colorado, and I had a number of distribution centers and I had a number of different routes that I had carriers on. I had trucks that were running. I worked for the major newspaper corporation when I was there. And as I was doing and running all of this and holding up the mountain zone and putting it together, I actually carried 3 cell phones. And as I carried those cell phones and using those different cell phones, one was for truckers, one was for the main office, one was for my own personal use. And I began to lose hearing from carrying and that vibration that was coming through. And through going to the doctor and the doctor saying, oh, there's nothing we can detect wrong with your ears that we can correct, that you're going to have hearing loss, and this is something you're going to have to live with. Literally lost all of the hearing in one of my ears from this. Through doing ear candling, through doing energy work, through sending in a vibration of healing, my hearing is completely normal. My hearing is back. And yes, every now and then I'll go in and ear candle because I'll feel it's getting a little bit plugged up or a little bit not as clear and crisp as I'd like it to be. So those are a couple of things that you can do in answering the question that I had about the ringing in your ears. you always go to the doctor. I never recommend you don't. I want you to go to a doctor, and I want you to follow up with that their thoughts on that. And then once they say to you there's no physical problem, you know right away where to go. You know right away that, oh, maybe I'll do a little ear candling and see if that's needed there. Maybe I'll do a little bit of energy balancing within my spinal column to make sure that there's not any little blocks or anything that may be going on there on the energetic level. But remember, listen, because it is actually the communication that's coming through from a guide, the communication that's coming through from the angels. I have one dear, dear friend here who, for about 2 months straight, she came in and she was just, I can't take this ringing anymore. You have got to fix me. You have got to make this ringing go away. And I would look at her and I would say, then you have got to listen. And she would just, oh, feel so frustrated. But she know now that she's listening and she's connecting with her guides and she's connecting with the angels and she's connecting with the different energies, and she's able to communicate with her husband that's on the other side because she's learned to listen. She's learned to adjust that vibration. She's learned to adjust that frequency. So like I said, and it's part of gaining that understanding of realizing that those little small guidances that we get throughout the day, it's not just something we happen to think about. It's there because it's a message that's coming through. It's a guidance that's coming through, giving us a little bit more insight, a little bit more leading into that. And one of the exciting things about the information that they're sharing with that is they've actually had me put together a book, and it's going to soon be released and published on understanding the clairs and how it works in your life. So watch my site for that. You're going to want to get that book. It's going to be really helpful and going to help you understand a little bit of the things that are going on in your own life, in your own situation. Another communication that I've had has been with a couple of folks who are dealing with some anxiety. There's some anxiety that, as we're going into the holiday season, we immediately go into anxiety. We immediately begin beating up on ourselves. I don't have the money to get all these gifts that I need to get. I could make gifts for these people, but maybe I don't make them well enough, or maybe it's not something they would really want. And we start this negative stuff and this conversation going on in our head. And then we'll start getting anxious. And then, for example, if you're going to maybe go out and be in public and you're not used to being out in public and you're not used to being out around people, we start this anxiety within ourselves of, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? How am I going to act? What am I going to wear? Oh my gosh, and we start getting ourselves so anxious because we allow our minds and our thought processes to just begin to go wild. We just allow it to continue to just rattle on and on and on. And this brings in that negativity. This brings in that vibration of anxiety. I'm going to finish talking about that, but in the meantime, I'm going to take the call from Patrick. This is April. Go ahead.
Hi, April. How are you tonight?
I am spectacular.
Spectacular. That's awesome.
Yeah. How can I help you?
Hey, it's interesting you should say that about the ringing. I have that ringing in my ears also, and I've come to associate with the negative forces attacking me.
Okay. It could be.
It could be, yeah. Okay.
It could be. It depends on the vibrational level of that. I don't know, Patrick, could you adjust your speakers just a little bit? Because I'm getting a little bit of a buzz from you.
They're off.
There. That's good. Okay, that was good. Whatever we just did was good.
Wasn't on my end because I'm off.
Okay, very cool. One of the things that it can happen sometimes is when we get that and we wonder if it's from a negative vibration or if it's from somebody who's attacking you, that type of thing, is run it through testing. Run it through frequency testing. Is this a low vibrational frequency? What is the thought? What is it I'm hearing? What are the thoughts that I'm picking up? What are the messages that I'm hearing? Are they negative? Do they have a lower frequency, or are they life-giving and uplifting, that type of thing? So you kind of want to run it through a normal testing.
Well, what I get is pretty energy draining.
You feel drained when you're hearing the ringing, or just when you're being under attack?
No, when the ringing is going on, and it varies in frequency and tone from day to day and hour to hour.
Okay. And if you're feeling your energy drained, I would look for whatever electrical energy source you've got around that's zapping you. And it could be a person. It could be, you know, a situation. It could be environmental. And that's where it's really important to build up some protection. That's where it's really important to put on some filters.
Right. I found your daily bubble on your site there, and I've been trying to use that. I thought that.
Oh, was very awesome. Good. Very good.
So I was wondering if you could had any advice for me on this little problem here with my imagination being, like, dissolved before me.
Okay. I think, didn't we send some information on that through the internet the other day?
You did email me something, but I still get this powerful feeling I'm supposed to ask you on the air, so here I am.
Okay, so ask me the question again, because my mind just went into, I know I answered that.
When I'm visualizing something, that image you hold in your imagination, it will get blown away and to the point where I only have an after image left on my eyelids.
Okay.
And it's really weird, and it's weird. It's just
when
been happening this last year.
As I'm visiting with you, give me a little bit of an idea of some things that have happened to you in your younger years when you would visualize things.
Nothing. I was always told I had a great imagination. I never had this problem before.
Okay, so this is something that's new.
Before I realized my powers, I'll say, my strength.
Okay. And sometimes, a lot of times, people's visualizations actually stolen from them through the words that they've heard, like we were talking at the beginning, that old programming, that old understanding. I just wanted to make sure we didn't have some of that coming through for what you're working with. When you're working with visualization and it gets stolen from you, sometimes it's fear on our own part. Sometimes it's lack of learning to trust ourselves. It's kind of like when you sit at a corner and the guides are sitting there saying turn left and you still want to go straight. And they say no, go left, and you still want to go straight. And they say no, go left, and you do go straight. It's that type of thing. It's that programming that we argue within ourselves. And when a visualization comes in, sometimes people, I'm not saying for you, Patrick, but I know that you want me to share this message out as a broader message, that sometimes what's actually happening is we're creating a doubt within ourselves, learning to trust that and learning to work with it, help hold it a little bit longer. And then also you want to allow that imprint of that message that you saw, that visual, even though it was stolen from you, then you're still having like that shadow image of that visualization that's still connected there. Hold on to that and draw that back forward. It's going to help you push through whatever blocks you're running into, whatever forces will be or could be that are coming in giving you that problem.
Okay. Actually, that's good. I never actually tried it quite like that.
And it's just building up and being able to retain and hold on to it and say, you know, you might have actually took the visualization away from me, but I can still see it. I can still see the shadow of it within the back of my eyelids, within my mind's eye. And that's a lot of that is actually working with clairvoyance. We're talking about the clairs a little bit today. That's actually working with clairvoyance.
Right, okay.
Okay.
Okay, thank you, April.
Does that help?
A little bit. It's a new angle I didn't look at it from. It's got to mean something if I was supposed to hear it so importantly.
That's right. And, you know, and just spend some time with it, sit with it, and work with it. And when you're doing things, make yourself go into a visualization. That's one of the reasons, excuse me, that's one of the reasons why I actually have a lot of guided meditation CDs that I sell, so that I can help a person walk through that visualization. Because there are people out there, and I believe maybe, Patrick, this is one of the reasons why you felt such a strong need to share it on the program, is because a lot of people get to the point they can't visualize. It's been so taken away from them and so blown out of their worlds for so long that to find it again, it takes a lot of work. And sometimes hearing somebody else take you there through a meditation is really an excellent tool as well.
Yeah. That actually used to work for me, too, before this started happening.
Okay. Well, if you have more concerns or more questions about that, don't hesitate to send me an email. I'll be happy to answer you.
Okay. Thank you, April, and I'll keep watching the Ning sites.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, you have a great day, okay?
You too. Thanks for your call.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye. I see that we have another caller. Diane, this is April. Go ahead.
April, hi. Nice to speak with you tonight. Thank you.
Yes.
For taking my call. You know, it's that love question I have. I feel like I've moved forward from,
okay.
I really feel disconnected from my past relationship. And
okay.
I'm wondering if you see something in the future coming, how far in the future?
Okay. How long ago have you broken up with this past relationship? Because you still have an imprint of it within your energy field.
Oh, less than a month.
Okay, that's why. Okay. You still have some tailings of that within your energy field, so you're going to want to continue to break that energy. You're going to want to continue to send that away from yourself.
Okay.
You're going to want to do such things, and I'm just going to share with you what they're giving me. You're going to want to, excuse me. You're going to want to do things like taking a bath with just a pinch of salt in it. And as you're doing that, visualizing the salt cleansing, clearing and washing away the residuals of that relationship.
Oh, I love it.
Okay. And if you don't have a bathtub, one of the things that they've recommended...
No, I do.
Okay.
I do.
Well, if somebody else is listening and they want to know how do I clear some of that impression
right.
images off and they don't have a tub, one of the things you can do is take like an old spray bottle and put some salt water in it and spritz yourself over with it and then turn the shower on and it washes it down the drain.
What a great method.
And it helps. It helps clear that away, and it's going to help clear some of that old imprint that you have from that relationship that's still kind of little fingerlings hanging on there that you're going to want to. It's a form of cleansing, and it's a form of letting go. And that's something you need to do. Until you do that and until you move through some of the little loose ends, if you will, of the relationship and moving forward in your own personal walk, it's going to kind of slow down your new finding of love.
Oh, okay. Has he pulled away totally, do you feel?
As far as your connection with him, because I won't read him because I'm not, he hasn't asked, but as far as the connection between the two of you, it's a mutual agreement. It's a mutual, you're both in about the same space.
Ah, that's very interesting. You plug in really well. Okay. thank you.
You know, I wouldn't say that it's, you know, one person stronger than the other. It's a very mutual, you know, you've done things in a very almost enlightened manner in this situation. But they're saying it's really important that you clean and clear your space so that you can be open and receptive to a new relationship.
Yeah. Oh, I want to hear that.
And as you're doing that, you're also going to want to make it a kind of a daily practice. I wake, you know, along the lines of I wake in with a new, fresh, you know, prepared to meet those that I'm supposed to meet, put those in my path that I'm supposed to have in my path. Those type of vibrations you want to set within your space. And I'm also hearing you want to do that with your career as well, not just relationship.
Oh, good. Good,
and another
good.
Thing I'm hearing is you can do that as well. They're just really got all kinds of stuff to share with you. They're saying you can also do that with your finances. The finances that are supposed to be here for me today are in front of me today, and I accept them, and I'm there, and I'm ready to. And everybody can do this. It's just learning how to reprogram that thought process.
Right. Wonderful insight. Love that. Thanks. I'll continue listening. Thanks, April.
All right. You have a great evening, and thanks for your call.
Sure. Always love your shows.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. We were talking about balancing out some of that anxiety, balancing out some of that how to get that balance out of our lives. And like we were just sharing with our last listener and like we were sharing with the listener before that, a lot of it is learning how to protect ourselves, learning how to cleanse ourselves, how to clear the space around ourselves, how to put ourselves in that right frequency and in that right space. And I'm hearing to share a little bit more with some of the insight that goes along with what Patrick was calling in about that vibration, losing that visualization. They're telling me to encourage the listeners to draw in the rainbow of color, and as you're drawing it in, realize that each one of those colors has a frequency And by working with that frequency, it's going to help you fine-tune that visualization. That is something that's a new thought process that they're just sharing with us on the program. I know they've said to use the rainbow of color for protection and the frequencies for protections, but they're also saying to use those frequencies to help with visualization, because it's going to help you draw in and kind of fine-tune that visualization in so that you can plug in there and get that a little bit stronger, get that a little bit clearer by bringing in that whole rainbow, by bringing in that whole awareness. And the cleansing, using that cleansing, getting rid of that old stuff, like we were talking about earlier in the programming, that old stuff, that old regular thought processes that we've had in our everyday lives, and how it can hold us back and it can keep us from not being the person that we came here to live our lives as. And we've allowed ourselves to kind of get set back and kind of get set in a place and in a motion of I can manifest just about anything that has a negative vibration. And if you think about it, there's so many people that's so true and it's so real. Those are the kind of things that they're really showing me to share today, is cleansing that old negative energy off. And they gave that wonderful reminder of that cleansing, doing just a pinch of salt in the water. You don't have to put a lot in because you don't want to dry the skin out. Just that little pinch of salt in the water is going to help you cleanse that away. It's going to help you move that away from yourself, not be a part of who you, your old program. It's going to move that out of there. And that's the same thing with anxieties. That's the same thing when you have an attack coming at you and you have somebody who's, I'm hearing, doing such things as psychic vampiring, or somebody who's trying to drain your actual energy force and use your energy, those types of things. Bring in that frequency of color to, you're basically going to blast them out. It's almost as if you're turning on this, like a high intensity. What I'm seeing is like when I was a kid, and they would use that light therapy to help clear your complexion. It's like that kind of intensity. It's like that kind of light coming in through that rainbow force of clearing through and breaking through those blocks, breaking through those that may be coming in and taking and doing, and or you don't want them. Draw your personal power back to yourself and use this light energy as a beacon, as a form of whew, and using the salt baths to cleanse and clear yourself of any little tanglings that may be there from some of this stuff of others trying to take from your energy or put into your energy field, those type of things. And it will open your visualization up. It will open up some of those messages that you're needing to get. And sometimes we'll actually get in our own way, and we need to clear that space as well. So those are some of the additional insights that I wanted to share with both of the callers, because it feels like even though your messages and your questions were very different, the methods and ways of fixing it are very similar. They're very strong, and dealing with anxiety is much the same. Bring in that healing rainbow of love and light. Bring in that vibration. And if you're facing a situation where you need to go out and be in public, and you're looking at it and you're saying, wow, this has created such a really intense anxiety feeling for me, because I don't do well out in public, and I feel like I've put myself out in front of the world. Draw in that love rainbow. Draw in that light. And I'm also hearing the importance of doing some of the breathing and balancing of yourself, balancing the head and the heart together. And when the mind starts going absolutely crazy and it's thinking all of these thoughts, that's when you need to tell it, shh, it's time to be quiet. You're not in control. You're not running this show. I'm here to have an experience. I'm here to live my life. I'm here to move forward in my life, and I'm going to regain control of that. It takes a lot of practice. When you're doing a meditation practice, and when you're in meditation, what's one of the first things you catch your mind doing? Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, out everywhere. You've conquered the world in the first 2 minutes of going into meditation, because that's what our mind does. That's what our mind has been programmed to do. So if we can get the mind to not do that, we're a step ahead. So how could we possibly even begin to think of doing something like that when our mind wants to be in control? We ping it. It's so simple. It's hysterical. I have taught a number of meditation classes. In the very first class that we do, I teach people to ping and to say, no, we're not. Mind, you have to listen to me. You have to be quiet. The mind and the mouth cannot speak and think at the same time. So while I'm sitting here having this conversation with the listeners, my mind is on and focused on what's going on here. I can't be out fixing dinner in my mind, or I can't be out running the errands that I need to run. I'm focused here. I'm centered here. And that's the type of focus, and that's the type of energy when you're dealing with anxiety, that you want to bring it center. You want to bring it so that it can't bring in all those thoughts of what am I going to wear? How am I going to? Do I have enough? Am I going to? And all those things that the mind just starts wanting to ramble and go on like crazy about, you're actually going to be able to say, wait a minute, ping, no. I'm focusing right now on, okay, I'm going to be going to this event, and I'm going to wear my black slacks and a white, pretty white dress shirt. Okay, that's solved. What happened? You pinged all of the crazy thoughts. You're able to bring in one solid, straight thought, and then all of a sudden you can move forward. You can be like, wow, look, I really made progress with that, and I don't feel anxiety about that anymore. I know that it's going to be okay. I know that this is going to be okay. And then all of a sudden the mind will start, yeah, but how are you going to get there, and are you going to have da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da? Ping. No. I'm now going to deal with, okay, I need to make sure that I've arranged my transportation. You put your thought process and your focus into the transportation of it. You take it one little step at a time and you ping it. If it wants to start going crazy, you ping it. And it's so cute when I'm teaching one of the meditation classes that I do. It's called Life as a Meditation. The first process of that is if the mind starts wandering when you're trying to have this quiet, no-thinking time frame, and we do it for a very short period of time at the beginning because we're just starting to train the mind and we're just starting to learn how to be in control of it and how to overcome a lot. It's hysterical because I'll be in the room and I'll hear a ping, a ping, a ping, a ping, a ping from all of the different directions in the room. But it's a tool to use. It's a way to help control it. It's a way to bring those thoughts and those things into processing into a center of being and not needing to be out there crazy, not needing to be out there saying, oh my gosh, I've got this table covered in bills and I only have this much money in the bank and I don't know what I'm going to do. No, 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 no. Ping it. Okay, reality is, this is what's in front of me right now. This is what I know needs to be paid, and reality says we take it with what we can. We don't allow the crazy thoughts to come in of, oh my gosh, I'm going to lose my house, I'm going to this, I'm going to that, I'm going to this, I'm going to that, because those thoughts and those processes begin to put us in the place of receiving it, and we start wondering, well, I was believing I wasn't going to have that happen. But yet you were when you sat there and you looked at it. It's learning that understanding. It's learning that process. This shuts down the anxiety. This shuts down that worry. This shuts down some of that craziness that'll go on in your minds. And I know there's some that are listening that are dealing with anxiety and they're thinking, but you don't understand, April. When I get into a state of anxiety, it's not that simple. But it is. I'm here to tell you it is. I was there. I was you. I was in that place a number of years back. I used to be very anxious. I used to be unable to speak in front of a group. I used to be unable to do a number of different things because of anxieties that would build within myself. And I just learned it's a way of how we approach it. It's a way of how we handle this, and we gain control. We bring back ownership of our own personal power, of our own personal being, and realize we're going to do it one thing at a time, one step at a time, one way at a time. Same thing goes with the visualization. Same thing goes with when we're working with relationships. Same thing goes when we're working with finances. Same things when we're working with our spirituality. Learning to be in control learning to hear the guidance, learning to hear the messages, learning to hear the understanding is going to give us the strength and is going to give us the ability to become powerful beings and to be able to live our lives in a manner that is of a higher frequency, because we're calling it back. We're bringing it back to ourselves. We're actually having that awakening and that awareness within our spaces. And that's the beauty. That's the blessing that comes through the situation and through where we're at. I have somebody who's coming through that's telling me that they understand that their daughter is going through a divorce. And the message in this is that you are on the right track and that they know the pain and the sorrow and the pain and the sorrow that you're feeling, and they want you to know that you are on the right path, that you are doing the right thing, that the decisions you have made are the decisions that are the proper decisions. They're saying that apparently your spouse cheated on you, and they're saying that because of that, you need to understand that you're in the right position because you're beating yourself up. They're saying this loved one that's coming through is saying that you're actually sitting there beating yourself up. You're saying, well, why did he cheat? It had to be my fault. And that's because it's something that you've been fed. It's a lie that's been fed to you, possibly by this other person as well, that it's all your fault, and it's not. It is not your fault. You did not hold their hand, and you did not take them there, and you did not put them in that position is what they're showing me. They're saying, you are doing what is right. You are doing what is best for you and for your family situation. Even though you still have some love in your heart, even though you still feel that that relationship is worth trying to salvage, there's some things within this that you really need to look at and you really need to do an analysis on. I really want to stress the importance of understanding that, yes, there are times in relationships where we do stay with someone and we do stay with our partner and we do work at healing this and we do work at correcting this. But for this particular one that's coming through, this loved one that's bringing this message through, you're making the right decision by leaving. You're making the right decision by switching and making some changes within your life. You're not that... Your loved one is saying you're not that old that you can't start over, and that you need to take care of yourself. You need to be there for yourself. No one's going to take care of you unless you take care of yourself, is one of the messages that they're wanting to bring forward for you. I am seeing, I think they look like koi fish, like koi, like a koi pond. I'm seeing somewhere that somebody has a connection with a koi pond. And I believe the energy that's coming in, the presence I'm feeling coming in, is that you may have lost someone who enjoyed your koi pond or somebody who built this koi pond. There is some kind of connection with this energy that is coming through with a koi pond, with koi fish. And they're wanting me to share the message with you that they love you, they miss you, and they are with you every day of your life. That they're still supporting you. They're still wrapping their arm around you. I feel like this message is actually for the child of this individual. They're still very much a part of your life. They're very proud of you. You've made some amazing changes, and you've made some amazing steps forward within your life is what they're showing me. Still definitely showing me the koi. There's a really strong connection with that, with you and this person. So if you're a child and you've lost somebody who's had a koi pond and you've had, or koi fish, or your own awareness of that, know that this message is specifically for you. That is something that is definitely coming in to give you comfort and to give you an awareness of that love and that connection that they have for you. I just had somebody click in really quick and then it went out really quick, so I'm going to see if I can draw it back in as we were wrapping up that other one. I'm not getting it. Hopefully they'll bring it back in before the end of the program. because I felt it was something that, like I said, the mouth and the brain can't be thinking at the same time. So they need to come in as we're switching those thought processes and bring it in. It's they're saying have fun. They're saying it's time to have fun. It's time to go out and express happiness, express gratitude, express have fun. That there's a number of listeners who have become very wrapped up in the season, who've become very wrapped up in everyday life, who've become very wrapped up in relationships, who've become very wrapped up in financial, who's become very wrapped up in their spirituality, and they're forgetting to have fun. They're saying, have some fun. Get out there and play. Get out there and enjoy your life. Now, when I say get out there and play, they're showing me that they're not saying that you need to go out and sit in a sandbox and play with a truck and play in the sand. They're saying you know what it is you like to do. You know what is enjoyment to you. You know what is fun for you. You know how to play. You know what works for you. Do it. Don't stop making excuses and get out there and do it. Get out there and have some fun. Get out there and play. Get out there and if you like to garden and you like to plant, get out there and work in the soil. Get out there and work in the beauty of nature. And in particular, if you're in the South, you can do that. up here, we can't crack the soil. But you want to do that. I love to shovel. I know people think I'm absolutely nuts. To me, I have a blast when I'm outside shoveling. There's just some kind of connection for me with that. That is a blast. My kids think I'm nuts. To me, that's fun. To me, that's play. That's what they're talking about. Have fun. Do what it is that gives you pleasure. Do what it is that gives you happiness in your heart. They're really showing me the happiness in your heart. I'm actually seeing like a heart, and on the top of this heart, somebody has put this beautiful smiley face, and they've put this beautiful rainbow of color, and they've put all of this together for us for the program today, and they're saying, enjoy your life. Don't be so anxious. Allow yourself to process through each thing, step by step by step. Keep yourself protected. Keep yourself purified. Keep yourself so that you can receive, accept, and do the changes that are coming into your life. We go through the cycles. We go through the lessons. We go through the many processes. And as we're doing that, we want to move ourselves through that. We want to get to that place where that perfect balance. They're saying we're striving for the perfect balance within ourselves. And the way we're going to find that is when we learn who our true selves are. And the same thing with the visualization. You're going to be able to visualize when you know the truth of yourself, the truth of what may be bringing in a block, the truth of what may be causing some of the hindrances. Relationships. We can move forward in our relationships, but we need to have fun. We need to be lighthearted about it. We don't need to be so serious. We need to cleanse ourselves of old relationships, old patterns, old signatures, and allow ourselves to be open and receptive to newness, freshness, clean, cleansed, all of that. So it all works together. Our whole process, everything we do in life works together. Everything that we're going to become works together for the higher frequency. When we set that into motion, when we set that process, understanding that through all of that, we can take 10 steps forward and not take two, we cannot just take 2 steps forward and 10 steps back, but we can change that and take the 10 steps forward and only take 2 steps back at a time. That comes with the training. That comes with practice. That comes up with doing and being a part of our own life process. So as we're going into the holiday season, as we're going into a time of attitude of gratitude tomorrow, as we're spending time with our friends and our loved ones, and we're able to commune and have that special space with one another, realize that sacred space. That's a sacred blessing to be with those people and with those others that we can call friends and family. Allow that blessing to flow. And if you don't have friends and family that you can spend time with because of direct time or whatever, allow yourself to find that within your own heart. Allow yourself to find that within your own space. I do want to remind you as we're wrapping up here, beginning look in the WhiteWolfApril.com website. You can start watching and seeing some of the events that are going on and some of the products that I have for sale. AcrossTheVeil.Ning.com is a great site for asking questions and watching for some postings. Also, EnergyEmerging.Ning is an excellent place for you to go in and do healing requests and or do healings for others, sending energies of love, light, and healing to them. And as I'm wrapping up the program, I want to say, may your holidays be very blessed. May you enjoy and just experience that fellowship, experience that love, and allow yourself to be open to that. I see that it is time to bring the program to a close, and I want to thank you once again for the honor and the privilege of sharing this sacred space together in this special time together. And I want to say from the bottom of my heart, may your life be blessed with love, light, and healing. Until next time.